Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today we make our first siyum in our shared adventure in Daf Yomi. We are doing Daf Samach Dalid. We have reached Bezras Hashem the 63rd Daf in Shas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the koach to be able to finish many mesechtos together. We had left off Samach Gimel Amud Beis quite a bit in the Amud, considering that Samach Dalid Amud Aleph does not have that much. The Gemara says 13 lines from the top on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Amri Devei Rebbe Yanai. They taught in the Yeshiva Rebbe Yanai. The Gemara here is discussing the Milus of Amelus in Torah. Amri Devei Rebbe Yanai. Ma Dechsiv Ki Mitz Chalav Yotzi Chema Umitz Af Yotzi Dam. A very graphic pasuk in Mishlei that says that the extract of milk produces butter and the extract of anger produces dam. Chazal understand the pasuk not only talking about the lesson of the extract of anger, but something else. Amri v'ayim ma'adichsiv ki mitzchav yotzichem mitzaf yotzi dam u'mitzapayim yotzei riv. B'mi'ata motzi chema shel Torah. Who is zoche to get the butter of Torah? B'mi shemeki chalav sheyonok mishtei imo olel. That someone who throws up the milk that he drank from his mother. Marsha explains very beautifully that it means that he throws up the spoilness of his youth. It's not just the milk of his mother, but tanuge hayaldus. Maybe we would add that it's only those who are willing to throw away certain assumptions or certain standards that they were raised with when they were little for us to be successful in Torah. Umitzaf yotzi dam kol talmud shekoes alav rabo pam rishona v'shosek. The mitz of his nose that has dam come out, that means someone who gets a zetz from his Rebbe gets angry at him, not physically a zetz, but his Rebbe gets upset at him. V'shosek and he's makabel. So zoche he zoche lahavchim ein dam tamei ledam tor, to differentiate in hilchos nida. In other words, it's good for a person to have his Rebbe rip him apart a little. Umitzapayim yotzei riv kol tam shekoes alav rab pam rishona v'shniya. This part of the pasuk refers to a case where his Rebbe gets angry a second time. Zoche lahavchim beidinei mamonis ledinei nefashos. He's able to differentiate between dinei mamonos and dinei nefashos. This requires an aptitude in both dinei mamonos and dinei nefashos, which is a higher madrega than ben dam tamei ledam tohar. Ben Yoyada points out that the Lashon of the Gemara is difficult. Bein dine mamnos ledine fashos, differentiate between mamnos cases and the fashos cases. Presumably, the Kavana, one would have thought, is to understand the depth of both dine mamnos and dine fashos. But that's not the words of the Gemara. See Ben Yoyada that tries to explain. This nine continues the Gemara as we learn Mishra Mishmal Omer Reitzis Shiyischakim Yasok Dine Mamonos. If a person wants to become wise, he should be Osek Dine Mamonos. She'en Lecha Mikzo B'Tor Yoser Mehen She'en Kamayan Noveya. It is a wellspring that doesn't stop spewing its beauty. The Gemara continues with another important lesson. Omer Mishmal Bar Nachmeni Maidich Siv the Pasuk in Mishneh Imna Valta Behisnasei Vimzeimosa yad lepe. If you make yourself a novel, then you will be raised. What does that mean? Kol haminavel atzmal divrei Torah. Someone who makes himself literally discussing through divrei Torah, sofalis nase. In the end, he will be raised up. Rashi explains that it means to make oneself novel, that you ask questions that people make fun of. This happens. He asks everything that's on his mind, and people make fun of it. In the end, he'll be raised up. However, vim zamosa, Rashi explains, you hold your mouth back from asking, so then in such a case, yad lepeh, your hand will go to your mouth. That means vim zamam. Zamosa, Chazal understands, zamam refers to someone who muzzles an animal, and you muzzle yourself, yad lepeh. Then when someone asks you a question, your hand will move to your mouth. It seems Rashi is defining the psychological phenomenon. If that person covers his mouth, then that's a siman that he's protecting his mouth because he doesn't know what to answer or doesn't want to answer the wrong thing. Vim zamam, if you muzzle yourself and you don't ask your Rebbe, later when someone will ask you questions, yad lepeh, your mouth will not be able to answer. You'll just, the only thing you'll do is want to cover your mouth. Pasuk Rebbe Nechemiah b'chvod asanya v'darsh. The Gemara had told us yesterday that the yeshiva had moved to Kerem B'Yavne, so then there were drushas that were made in honor of the yeshiva and in honor of those who were housing the yeshiva, and according to the Marsha, an encouragement, and the Riach Chassid, an encouragement for the Balabatim to support the yeshiva. Pasuk Nechemiah Chvar Asayim V'Darsh. Ma'ik Yichsev, what does the Pasuk say? V'yom HaShemuel Lakeni L'chu Suru Ridu Mitoch HaMaleki Pein Osifcha Imo Va'ata Asisa Chesed in Bnei Yisrael. Shaul warned the Keni, who refers to Yisra, that he should remove himself from the Amalekim, and he warned him beforehand so he not get killed during the war, in honor of what Yisro had done for his son-in-law Moshe and Klal Yisrael. The Gemara analyzes. Nechemiah analyzed. Ba'alot dvarim kal v'chomer, is there not a kal v'chomer? Ma Yisro shel karvis Moshe elechvod atzmo. Yisro brought Moshe close to him because of his own honor. Kach ha-ma'areach talmud chacham b'seich beisos. So too, someone who houses a Talmud Chacham in their house, umachil, umashkeyu, umaneu minachasav, alachas kama v'kama, certainly those who house Talmud Chachamim will be protected. Mark continues, 7 lines from the bottom, Samach Gimel, base Pasuk, Rabbi Yosef Chvod Asanya, V'dorish lo sisayv adomi kiachicho. Torah tells us, in Parashas Kiseitze, don't torture an Edomite because he's your brother. Lo sisayv mitzri kigeri yisav aretzo, don't torture a mitzri because he was, or turn him into something abominable because you were in his lands. V'alo tal dvarim kal v'chomer. U'man mitzrim shel kiru yisrael tzorech atzmam. The mitzrim, of course, wanted them in Egypt to be their slaves. As the pasuk shenem ravim yidat v'yesh b'man shecham samtim sar mikne al asher li. Paro insisted already from the beginning that the shvatim be shepherds for him. Certainly he'll be rewarded. In a important Musar Shmuz on this pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze, Rav Yerucham Mimir says that we see from this Gemara and other Gemaras that the requirement of Hakaras HaTov is so great that it forces us to entirely forget the shortcomings of a person. Even though the Egyptians ultimately tortured us, but the moment one has a bit of Hakar Satov to a person, so then you're meshuvah to him, and for the wrong things that they've done to you, that you have to leave for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to cheshbon that out. Pasuk Rabbi Eliezer ben Osher Rabbi Yosef Gli b'chod asanya v'darsh. Rabbi Eliezer gave the following drash of Ivar Hashem es oved edom hagiti b'avor Aron Elokim. During the sojourns of the Aron, one of the places it stayed was the area of Gas, or Gat. And Oved Edom, he was the individual whose land had housed the Aron. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed him. Says Rabbi Eliezer, V'alo dvarim kal v'chom ma'aron shelo achav ashasel ki beid v'ravatz lefanav. He cleaned the area in front of the Aron so it should be honorable. Kach marech tal m'chach m'soch beis ma'achil ma'ashkiu m'neim n'chosav alachas kam v'kamam. Certainly when he does more, the Talmud Chacham is a human being and he has to provide his needs, provide for his needs, to give him to eat, to drink, and to allow him to use your stuff. Alachas kama kama. Mai bracha shebarcha. What bracha did they give? Amr Yehuda the Barzvida. Zu. What bracha did Oved Edom Agiti get? Amr Yehuda Barzvida. Zu Chamos. He got his wife, whose name was Chamos. Veches Kalosel and his 8 daughter-in-laws. Sheyolda Shisha Shisha Bikras Echa. They were able to give birth at 6 children at once. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Pu'ul se hashmini ki verecho Elohim. Kol eile mibnei oved Edom heima, ubnei v'acheyem ishchayel b'koach la'avoda shisha v'shnayim lo'oved Edom. At the end of the day, the pasuk in Divrei Yom says that there were 62 people in the family of Edom. Rashi tells us how to calculate this through the birth of 6 at once, and it comes out as 62,
which was a large family. That was his reward. Whoever pushes his time, pushes something for too early, the time will push him away.
However, someone who waits for the appropriate time, because he was pushed away and wasn't successful the first time, after time, his appropriate moment will be pushed in front of him, and he won't fall like Avshalom did, who had rushed into the monarchy. Midi Rabbi Rav Yosef, as we see, says the Gemara in another story with Rabbi Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Sinai v'Rabba Okehar. Rav Yosef was a big bucky. He was a Sinai. Sinai Rashi explains that he knew many brises, and Rabba was Oker Harmim, that he was very sharp in Pilpul. Itzrichaluhu Shaita, the Chachamim needed them at that time. Rashi explains that they needed one of them for a Rosh Yeshiva. Shalchul Hasan, they sent Eretz Yisrael, and they said, here is our dilemma. We have two people, Rabbi Rav Yosef, Sinai, Vokarim, Ezmeim Kodim, which comes first, Shalchul Sinai Kodim, Shakol Tzrichin, Lemarechatya. Because everybody needs someone to gather together all the teachings in order to be able to learn. Lemar echatya, one who brings together the wheat. Afal pikein lo kibel alav Rav Yosef. Da amrle kadoi, because those who looked in the star said to him, malchus tartin shnin, you're going to be a Rosh Yeshiva for 2 years, and then you're going to die. Malach Rabba esrim tartin shnin, that's why Rabba ruled the Yeshiva for 22 years. Malach Rav Yosef tartin shnin, Upalga, 2.5 years. Kol Anach Shonin de Malach Rabba, all those years that Rabba was Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yosef didn't take any job. Vafilu umna lebeisei lo kara. And even if he needed to have his blood let, he would not have someone to come to his house. In other words, he did not want to utilize any position because that would shorten his life, because after he became the Melech, then he would die after 2 years. The Gemara continues, Va'omer Rabbi Yovan Halevi, 10 lines from the top on Samech Dalet Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yovan Halevi taught, Ma'i Dichsiv Yancho Hashem Yom Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elekei Yaakov. We call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He answer us at our times of need, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the God of Jacob, should raise us up. Elekei Yankiv V'loi Elekei Avram. It says, Dafka, the God of Yankiv and not Avram. Or the God of Yitzchak as well. Why? Mikan lebala korah. If somebody wants to carry a beam, sheikones ba'ovya shel korah, he should go to the heaviest part of the beam. That's the best way to carry a beam. Yaakov Avinu represents the ovya shel korah, the width of it. In other words, Yaakov worked very, very hard in raising his children, and he will be the best one to be mevakesh rachamim for us. Whoever has hana from a suda of a Talmud Chacham, that's shari b'socha, that partook in it, it's as if they're nen from the glory of the Shekhinah. Didn't they eat in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu when they greeted Yisrael? No, they ate in front of Moshe. Elom Elecha, Rashi El Torah quotes it on this pasuk. Kol Anenem Misuda Shetam Chacham Shar B'Socha Kilu Nenem Misiv Ashchina. By being Nene from the Suda of Tam Chacham, as if you're Nene from the Shchina. Both Sefer Nevesh HaChaim and Tanya describe that the Talmud Chacham is someone who actualized his neshama, that there is a chelik elokus part of his neshama, and that by being with them, one could feel a little bit of the Shechina. The Rambam in Hilchos Deis describes that the mitzvah in the Torah, be Dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could be fulfilled by being Dovek to Talmid HaChacham. So the Rambam seems to also have a similar type of idea that Talmid HaChachamim represent the godliness in this world. Vamar Rabbi Yovan Halevi, Hanifta Mechavero, someone says goodbye to his friend, Al Yomar Lalech Bishalom, don't say to him, go in peace, elo lech l'shalom, go to peace. Sharis sha'amar lo Moshe lech l'shalom, all of it tzliach. When Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, go l'shalom, when he let him go back, to Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu Zatzeach. Dov Hashem lo Lavshalom, lech bishalom, halach v'nisla. In the end, he was hanged. He had to be hung. A very, very different type of result. Vamer Rabbi Yavin Alevi, another teacher, Rabbi Yavin, hanifta min ames al yomer lo, lech lishalom, ela lech bishalom. Shenem avato tovoy el v'secho bishalom, tikaver b'seiva toiva. Avraham Avinu is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tavo al v'secho bishalom. Hence, we should use the same expression. Amar Rabbi Levi Barchia, Hayotzi b'beis haknesses v'nichas l'beis hamedrash osik b'toyra. Someone who goes from the shul and then goes into the beis hamedrash learn Torah, zoichel mekabel shchina, shenema yeyachol me'chayel elchayel yeroi el elokim b'tzion. Going from the beis haknesses to a beis hamedrash is going mechayel elchayel, and that person will be zoche umekabel pnei hashchina. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav, Talmid Chacham Ein Lam Menucha, Loi Boi Lamazev, Loi Lam Maba. Talmid Chacham don't have rest neither in this world nor in the next world. Shnei Yechol Mechayel Chay Yirei Elokim, Yirei Elokim B'Tzion. Amar Rav Elazar Rav Chanina, Talmid Chacham Mar Mishalim Ba'Olam. Now that we spoke about Talmid Chachamim, we say Talmid Chacham increase peace in the world. Shnei Rechol Banayich Lamude Hashem, V'Rav Shalom Banayich, Al Tikri Banayich Ela Boy Noich, that the study years of Torah are those who build. The Talmid HaChacham are not only the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they're the building of peace. Shalom Rav Lo'avei Sarasecha Ve'en Lamal Mechshol Yishal Mechelech Shavim Ba'Menesayach L'man Achayv Re Adam Rasham Bach L'man Beis Hashem L'kem Akshav Toiv Lach Hashem Oiz L'amo Yitein Hashem Yivarech Es Amoy V'Shalom. The Gemara concludes with beautiful psukim about shalom. Maral elaborates, Ein kli machzik bracha ela shalom. Chazal say that there's no tensil that holds onto bracha like shalom does. Maral explains that the word shalom and shlemus are the same thing. Just like a utensil, if it's not shalom, it might be a beautiful utensil, but if it has a bowl hole on the bottom, then the utensil cannot hold any valuable material, liquid material inside. So too, if one doesn't have shalom, then all the talents and all the kochos and all of the blessings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person could all fall through. As we're Mesayim, Meseches Brachos, Be'ezer Hashem Yisparech, our first siyum together of the Daf Yomi, let's be mechazik ourselves with the last lines of this Gemara and commit to ourselves that the only way all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's blessings, our knowledge of Torah, the plenty that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, the special family that we have in parents and Rabbeim, the only way we could sustain all of it is if we work on Shalom. We should be Zocha, Hashem Yivarech Es Amo V'Shalom. Be'ezer Hashem, this concludes Baruch Hashem. Meseches Brachos, Daf Samach Dalet. Bezer Hashem, tomorrow we will begin Maseches Shabbos Daf Beis. Thursday, Chol Hamoed Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, in my sukkah in Ramat Beit Shemesh, 10/10 Nachal Achish. All of my friends and talmidim are invited to celebrate the siyum. And for those of you who are far away and we're not able to celebrate the siyum together, I'm looking forward one day that we be able to have shleimus. The shleimus that's missing, that we should be mashlamit, that we should be able to celebrate our joys and simchos together, both in ruchnius and in gashmius, and be'ezer Hashem, not only to be able to celebrate our siyum together, but now we're the yontif of Sukkot is coming upon us, that we should be zocha to have the shleimus of the simchas beis hashoeva bishleimusa. B'sikunta u'b'shleimusa, that be'ezer Hashem we should be zelche to see the shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world and the shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and the shleimus of Klal Yisrael. We now go on, be'ezer Hashem, to the halacha section. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from Daf Samach Dal, the last Daf in Maseches Brachos, is the statement of Reish Lakish, which actually appears on the bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Beis, Ein divrei Torah miskaimin el b'mi shememis atzmoi oleha. Chazal darshan from the pasuk Zos haTorah adam kiyomus ba'ohel, that a person is supposed to the Memis Atzmo Ba'ol Shel Torah. Tazin Simim Mem Zayin Sif Katan Aleph comments on this Gemara that those who learn Torah mitoch oneg, they learn Torah in luxury, that will discourage them to succeed in Torah, and the Torah will not last by them. This is already found in the Rambam, stated very clearly in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis and Hilchos Talmud Torah. Ein davar Torah miskaimim mishmiratpa atzma olein. Torah doesn't last by someone who is weak about it. V'lo be'elu shalom de mitoch idun mitoch achil v'shtia. Not those who eat and learn in pleasure and with food and drinking. Ela b'mishmeimis atzma olein. U'mitzar gufo tamid v'lo yitein shein ala einav. He causes himself pain and doesn't give sleep to his eyes. Lafapai tnuma. Amru chacham derech remez. Zoy satara adam ki yamos ba'ol. Ein hatar miskeimes ela b'mi shemeimes atzmo ba'ole chacham. Clearly, if someone wants to enjoy life, it's not that he won't learn, but unfortunately, Chazal will say that his Torah will not be miskayim. It won't stay with him. What exactly are the halachic parameters of this chiyuv? How much is this person supposed to be mitzayer himself? On the one hand, there is an important lesson that is taught by the Sefer Leket Yosher in Yoredeya, page Lamites, that quotes that the Tumas Hadeshin had students that had come from wealthy homes, and they had built what's now called today a lazy Susan, and that is, they had built for themselves a contraption, or had commission built for them, where they would not have to get up to get svarim, but the svarim were sitting on a round circle that they were able to turn. And the Tumas Hadeshin thought that they were enjoying life a little bit too much, being too lazy, and he said that that was a violation of Adam Kiyomus Ba'oel. On the other hand, how much is a person supposed to take of life away from what life's pleasures in order to succeed in Torah? Obviously, this question is a big one. It's beyond the scope of a halacha from the Daf Yomi, but I do think there is a very, very important taz that everybody should be aware of. The taz in Simin Chaf Hei, in the context of halachas that are important to a chasan, mentions that the Rambam seems to contradict himself. On the one hand, we read the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, yet when discussing the pasuk of Bechol Derechecha De'eyu, the Rambam says, "Mi she'ochel v'shosu ma'ad nafsho kidei she'bari v'chazak la'avodas Hashem Yisbarach yesh lo schar." He knows that Kodesh Baruch Hu through all of his ways knows he eats well, he drinks well, in order for him to be strong to serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he gets schar. There seems to almost be a contradiction in the Rambam. Says the Taz, there is no contradiction. Ube'emes, yachol lomod b'sha'achas, the person who sleeps well is able to learn for 1 hour. Mashezem itstar v'osik b'shnei shos, the person who's not sleeping, I'm adding to the Taz now, his mind isn't working so well, and therefore he needs 2 hours to comprehend and accomplish what took his friend an hour. Ubevadai shnehem yeshlam schar b'shove. The Taz is mechadesh that the person who didn't allow himself to sleep because his output was no greater than the other person, even though he had more tsar, in such a case, his schar is nevertheless not greater. Taz continues on, and borrowing from the Rambam, he says, "Shav lachem, dahainu bechina lachem shatim mishtarim umashkimim baboker." You, for no reason, have you caused yourself pain. What seems is that, according to the Taz, what our Gemara is saying is that there are certain things that if a person indulges in, so then in such a case he'll end up learning less. He'll end up being less focused in his Talmud Torah, in his Yediyas HaTorah. However, to torture himself in a way that his output is not going to be improved, there is no mitzvah. Let's say the average person would like to sleep 8 hours a day if they had a choice, if they had nothing else to worry about. However, their body only needs 6.5 hours a day. That is what the Rambam is describing, Mishamei Misatzmolda. The person doesn't need to eat 2 pieces of chicken. 1 piece of chicken would be enough. That is Mishamei Mizatzmo Olah. That is someone who's not being involved in the Idun of Olam Hazeh. However, to refrain from all of Olam Hazeh to the point that it does not create any advantage in the output of his Talmud Torah, according to the Taz, that is not a fulfillment of Reish Lakish's words in our Gemara. This is fleshed out very clearly and very well by Rav Asher Weiss in his Sefer Minchas Asher and Parshas Bichukosai. He quotes a Tshuvas Arugas Habosam that begins to be mefalpel, what is better for a person to do? To stay up late at night or learn, or to wake up early and learn? On the one hand, there's reason makdim l'mitzvahs. On the other hand, the Rambam describes a mitzvah min hamufchar, to learn late at night. Rav Asher Weiss concludes, and this, Be'ezer Hashem, concludes our limud of the Masechta. Achli didi pshitali de betalmud Torah ein adavar toloi ela betotzas ha-talmud. When we're measuring the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the question is, what's going to be best for the results of our learning? We've done a Masechta in 63 days, Baruch Hashem. What is the best thing for our learning? To do chazar on this Masechta, to continue on, to sleep a little less, sleep a little more. Ve'ein adavar toloi ela b'chol adam v'adam l'fi hergelo u'kishronosav. Every person is different. For some people, doing 5 times chazar on the daf yomi is great. For some people, it's more important for him to extend his seder bi'iyun, as opposed to doing chazar. Ula olam yodlam od adam b'shol b'derech shebo yizakeh u'shiyah divrei Torah mechudadim b'piv. For Torah to be sharp in their mouth, a person has to choose what is the best way to achieve it. The Torah is clear. V'yamod al-bar yon shadvarim ad kan divrei Rav Asher Weiss shlita. So on the one hand, as we finish this Masechta, we should be mechazek ourselves, that we should push ourselves to even more. I think many of us never thought that we could do a daf a day. Yet at the same time, remember that pushing ourselves to the limit is not the Torah approach, as the Taz taught. We're supposed to be meimis atzma aleya. We're supposed to not follow the stream of the rest of the world. We swim upstream. We don't look for tanuge b'olam hazeh. Yet at the same time, according to the Rambam, according to the Taz, according to Rav Asher Weiss, not to be prushim, but rather b'chol drachecha do'eyu, to use every part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world to become greater and greater Ovdei Hashem and Yodei Sorasa. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us to continue to grow in more of His beautiful Torah, as Be'ezer Hashem we continue in Maseches Shabbos.